So when people give me the down payment, I already got my money back plus some. Mm-hmm. And now I have a cash, real cash flow for the next 36 to 48 months.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff once again with the Freedom Nation podcast. And today I'm excited because I have somebody that's a brother from another mother who loves to do stuff that I love to do as well. So today I have Marcus Jacober on, and he is the deed hunter. He focuses on working in the tax deed world with all kinds of different strategies and has a community of folks that are also deed hunters, the deed hunters out there. So, Marcus, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
I am super excited to have you on today. I'm looking forward to our conversation and learning a little bit about what it is you do, your story, and also a little bit about what's going on in the world of tax deeds.
Well, it's not very often that I come as a guest on the podcast, and the hosts know exactly what I'm talking about. So you're going to be one of the few that I came across in the past 15 years. So I'm very excited for this episode, to be honest with you.
It's actually, we're a very weird little breed of people that not too many of us out there, but it's fun to be in a room of other real estate investors and you're the only one that does something. It's
they look at us like we have the third eye on our forehead. And said, what do you mean? Like, what do you guys do?
You guys don't know this.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like the easiest thing on the planet to learn, and people just don't know it. Well, let's kick this off. Why don't you get us started? Tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get to where you're at today?
Well, you probably noticed that English is not my first language, and I'm from Brazil, and I migrated to the United States in 1998 with $100 in my pocket in pursuit of the American dream. And although I'm a Brazilian, my life wasn't always a carnival. So I came to U.S., I had all kinds of jobs, working in construction, restaurants, clean houses, done it all. In my last gig, I worked for a company called FedEx. You probably heard of them. FedEx. I delivered boxes for FedEx for 14 years before I discovered the two oldest form of investment that ever exist in the United States. And today I have a different relationship with FedEx. Instead of delivering boxes, I get checks in the mail.
That's even better. it's nice to be on the receiving end.
Yeah, so, 100%.
So let's talk about that. So you 14 years in there, you're trying to figure out, or I'm assuming before you got to that point, you started to learn a little bit about tax deeds and some of the other tax liens and tax deeds. Tell me a little bit about how that process started, how you got some education in it.
Yeah, so as soon as I came to US, after a couple of years, I realized that I had to do something different, drastically different than exchanging time for money, right? Mm-hmm. Because I was not going anywhere. So then I realized, I read a book called Think and Grow Rich, and then I realized that there's three pillars to build wealth. So number one, you got to have your own business, right? Business means something that can run and can be operated even if you don't show up on Monday. That's a business. Right? You got to know about stocks and investments, finances, and you got to know about real estate. So in the beginning, a year and a half after I came to this amazing country, United States, I had my own restaurant in Newark, New Jersey with 13 employees. So think about this. In what other place on earth you can migrate without knowing the language with $100 in a year and a half, you own a business with 13 employees. As a matter of fact, people that used to work in my restaurant are the ones who taught me the little that I know about English, right? So I started doing that. So I crossed the first item off the list. I had my own business. And then I like to think I'm not very good at numbers. I'm not very, stocks is not my cup of tea, because my understanding is, doesn't matter how good you are, the greatest stock, you know, brokers, they're 50% wrong and they still make a fortune. But regardless how good you are, somebody can tweet something crazy at 3 a.m. and the next day, all your predictions goes down the drain, right? Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit I was iffy about doing stocks, and then I migrated into real estate. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I read another book called The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I mm-hmm. started doing real estate conventionally, right? I was buying homes and putting people on it, have the little bit of cash flow strategy, right? Mm-hmm. So I did that from 2000 to 2004. In 2004, a friend of mine gave me a book and said, hey, Marcus, you need to read this book. It talks about the tax liens and tax deed strategy. So I looked at the book. There was no pictures, and I didn't thought it was interest. I thought I already knew everything about real estate because I had 12 properties at the time, right? Yep. I didn't need to learn anything else. And then I kept doing what I was doing. I put that book in my office, and I kept doing what I was doing. In 2007, I had about 17 properties, and you guess what happened in 2007? Do you still remember? So I lost 16 out of the 17 properties, had to go back and move to Houston, Texas, go back to work for FedEx that I had retired for the past 6 months, and thought my real estate career was over because I didn't have money and I didn't have credit. Mm-hmm. So then I was cleaning my office after 5 years, and I found the book. I started reading it, and then I decided to go to my local county where I purchased my first property for $700 and mm-hmm. took about 3 weeks to get the deed of the property. And I sold it on the same day for $5,500 cash.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a turning point. 15 years later, I bought and sold over 4,500 properties in my career and counting. And mm-hmm. my best case scenario was a property that I paid $6,342.79 and sold for $1.5 million. And the cheapest property that I ever acquired, I paid $31.28. So the rest is history.
Hey,
it took me 4 years to actually go from a truck driver to a millionaire.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's a great story. So let's get into that a little bit. Let's dig a little bit deeper and explain to people that don't necessarily know what we know. Talk a little bit about tax deeds and tax liens and what actually they are.
So a rundown. Okay. Buckle up. So tax liens, half United States do liens and half do deeds. Let's put it that way. Okay. On the lien side, you can actually lend money to the county and make anywhere from 8 to 36% return on your money. So let's say John owns a house that's worth $200,000, has a mortgage on it, and have a tax bill of $2,000. If he doesn't pay the taxes, the county is going to offer the tax lien on that because the county needs the money to run its operations. So I go to the county, I lend the money to the county against Bill's tax lien, right? And when I mm-hmm. do that, the county transferred to me two rights. The first right is to collect any interest or penalty. And the second mm-hmm. right, in case of non-payment within a period of time that varies per state, I get to keep the property. So that's tax liens. The second way, tax deeds, the county does...
Let's stop for just 1 second.
Okay.
Now, do you have to be the collector in that case?
Well, not necessarily, because the county is the one who does all the work. So all you have to do, you invest in a tax lien and you just wait for a check in the mail. That's it.
That's pretty simple.
And all you need is a computer and an internet, right? And we have thousands and thousands of liens available all over US.
Yes, no kidding. And every year there's new ones coming up.
How many new tax deed and tax lien properties we have every year?
I've got a rough idea, but you tell everybody how much.
About 1.4, 1.5 million properties.
Properties
in a cycle every year. This
every year
only gonna end when people pay their bills on time.
Yeah, which ain't gonna happen. So now let's talk about tax deeds.
So tax deeds is a similar process, but instead of you having the opportunity to buy the lien against the property in exchange of the penalty or the interest that's charged on the tax lien, the county is going to wait a little bit longer, and then the county is going to auction the property to the highest bidder if no payment is made, right? The most interesting thing that most people don't get is when you do liens or you do deeds, right? And that's the beauty of it. Many of people that enter the real estate arena, they go through bank foreclosure, which is you still have to be responsible for all the liens and everything that's attached to the property. When you participate or you buy a property through a tax lien or a tax deed, the mortgage gets eliminated. So what used to be properties that were like upside down, and that's the reason why maybe somebody walked away, when that goes through the process, especially the tax deed process, the mortgage gets wiped out. So you get the property free and clear. But that's not the best thing. The best thing is this. Watch. This strategy is so unknown and so it's old, but it's new to the public that every time there is an auction, we have a bunch of properties leftovers, right? And every county carries a list of properties. In some states, they call struck off list. Some states, they call over the counter list. Some states, they call OTC. Some states, they call property surplus, right? It depends where you're going to buy the property. But the bottom line is, we have 3,144 counties in U.S., and every county holds, on average, 5,000 properties on their list. So that's over 11.5 million properties available to anybody. And all you have to do is pay the back taxes. And sometimes the county is willing to accept less than what's owed because the county is not in the business of real estate. The county is in the business of collecting taxes.
Yeah. Well, and it's shocking. I remember when I first got started with this and doing work in the OTC market, it's shocking to me some states that carry things on the books for so many years.
When I first took for a million and a half, it has been lost in the county for 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, it's shocking. I was doing some work in Alabama. And literally, I'm finding things out there on the OTC list from like 2000 and 2001.
What's your favorite county in Alabama?
Huh?
What's your favorite county in Alabama?
Montgomery. Love Montgomery.
Yeah, like Montgomery. Jefferson, Birmingham, they have over 19,000 properties sitting in Jefferson right now.
Yeah. Probably the hardest thing with them is they just don't respond when you ask about it.
Yeah.
They don't get it off. It takes you forever to get them to respond to you because there must be like one dude that does all the work for the entire county is all I can figure.
But that's changing though. That's changing. There's other states close to Alabama that you have a better response. Okay.
Yep.
And like for instance, in 2023, I was able to go to Northeast Arkansas, Benton County. And I bought 1,000 pieces of land in one swoop.
Wow.
And I pay on average, each parcel, I pay about $350 on average. And the market value of those properties are anywhere from $9,000 to $30,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're buying them as a swath. So you might be able to then find a developer that could come in and take those all off your hands and you can make them a hell of a deal.
100%. Or we can do owner finance. So we owner finance properties to people. So picture this. I bought a piece of property for $350 and then I put an ad on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. Properties for sale by owner, low down payment, let's say $500 and payments of $300 a month. So how hard it is for you to sell properties that way. So when people give me the down payment, I already got my money back plus some. And now I have real cash flow for the next 36 to 48 months of $300 per property. So check this out. Imagine if you were an average dude that makes about $6,000 to $7,000 a month, right? That's the majority of Americans nowadays. So if you make $6,000 a month and you sell properties for $300 payment every month, once you have 20, 25 properties, you're already financially free because you have the same income coming in than your job is paying.
Yeah. And your job is basically collecting checks.
That's it.
That's it. Because you now, it doesn't matter what happens to the property. They own it. And you are the bank in those 100%. cases.
And people think like, to in order to be financially free, I need to have millions and millions of dollars, or I need to have $1 million before I walk out of my job. Not necessarily. Mm. Once you have something, once you figure it out something, okay, that's gonna overtake your W-2 check, you're already financially free. You need, by any means, you're still gonna have the same lifestyle that you have now, right? But I think you are wealthy because you have something that most people don't have: time.
Yes, you have time. Well, and you have knowledge. That's the thing that when people ask me today, after I've been an entrepreneur now for 10 years, I worked for other people for 25 before that. When people ask me, well, what's your superpower? What's the thing that makes you different from everybody else? And I just tell people, I learned how to make money. And that's it. That is the greatest skill that you can ever develop, is learning how to make money. And I can make money out of anything. So I have no fear ever about, oh my God, what happens if a business fails or something like that? Because I know how to make money. I can just keep making more and more paychecks.
And nowadays, people don't realize we are on one of the greatest time for humans to make millions of dollars. With AI, with internet, with all kinds of tools that we have out there. It's just like, that's why you see kids 12, 13, 14 flying in a private jet, and it's not their dad's private jet. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and it's the great equalizer in those cases, because you can be the guy from Brazil with $100 in your pocket. You worked your butt off to get to where you are. It's a lot easier today to get there, but you've got to understand and you got to educate yourself and you got to learn along the way.
You know what's the biggest problem or the biggest enemy of Americans? If you, I don't mean to polarize the discussion, but I think I have did hunters from my Brazilian community. I have did hunters from my Spanish community. I have did hunters from the English community. I deliver my content in 3 languages. And I think the biggest enemy of Americans are their okay lifestyle.
Yeah.
All right. That's what plays the most, because they're already growing up being comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Comfort kills.
If you know what I mean, right?
So comfort kills innovation.
Exactly. Yeah. So if your goal is to become comfortable, you're never going to be rich. Yep. But if your goal is to become rich, you're going to live comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. That's a perfect way of putting it, too. Yeah, and I'll put a hungry immigrant up against anybody that's, you know, grown up in our country. It's the reality of it. We do grow up, and especially over the last, I would say, 20 years, we've grown up in a world that is, it's a wonderful place to be, but it's very easy to get lazy and not take that extra effort. So learn from some of the immigrants coming into our country, because they are hungry and they want what we have a lot, and they're going to do the work that it's going to take to get there.
Yes.
100%. So let's talk a little bit about some of your strategies with tax deeds. What's your biggest strategies that you use? Because there's a lot of different ways you can go.
Yeah. So first, I like very much this for someone that's starting out, right? Buying expensive pieces of land there's lands available for $50.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. You're not going to make $100,000 in the deal, but there's properties that you buy for $50 that you can sell for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Okay. Yeah. So that's a good way to start. Then you move to more expensive piece of properties. Okay. And you can buy anything under the sun. So the cool thing about tax liens and tax deeds is that you have something for every pocket. So one of my favorite strategies is doing the owner finance kind of thing, because I love to be the bank. But I also like to play in states like Florida, for example. They're one of the lousy states for you to buy tax deeds, mainly because it's very competitive, because you got a lot of the information is available and you can do all the stuff online, right? But I can still clock 35% every 90 days.
Yeah.
Right. And one of the things that actually was able to help me take this to another level is when I realized that I need to become a machine. So which means is I hire a team of 50 virtual assistants. Okay. And each virtual assistant goes through about 40 to 50 properties a day.
Okay.
So I'm researching on average about 50,000 properties a month.
Whew.
Right? Yes, 100%. And what most people don't realize is when they come across opportunities like that, they look at their resources. Oh, I don't have enough time. Oh, I don't have enough capital. Oh, I don't have enough this. You can't be someone that look at your resources. You got to look at how resourceful you are. And my experience after training over 25,000 people on the past 15 years and being ahead of the biggest community of tax deed investors in the world, which is the Deed Hunter community, is this. Once you learn the trade, people will chase you and say, shut up, take my money, and let's make some deals, because they don't want to do it and they don't know how.
Yeah.
So don't look at your resources. Look at how you can learn a different set of skills, a different set of knowledge that on the marketplace, most people don't know. And I'll give you a challenge. Call 5 people that you know that invest in real estate and ask them, hey, can you explain to me how tax lien and tax deed works? They won't be able to.
No, like I said, there are so many times I don't even invest in traditional real estate. I've still got a small real estate portfolio. We've sold most of it off, and I converted to tax deeds about 2 years ago because I just started to look at, for me, I was like, okay, I'm tired of dealing with all the tenant deal nonsense and everything else. And two, if you ask me what I want to be when I grow up, I want to be a bank at that point.
So check this out. If you're listening to me and you still have a copy of a Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, burn it.
Yes.
Okay? Burn it. It's not good for anything, because that $300, $400 cash flow is a lie. Okay? Yep. It works until your AC goes out, and then all $4,000 that you're going to have a profit, projected profit for that year, is down the drain.
Yeah.
Investors don't buy single family because they want the cash flow. They buy for only one purpose. Because they want the depreciation and the tax credit that they can have from those properties. The cash flow is just a cherry, and sometimes you don't get to eat the cherry.
No, sometimes the cherry eats you.
So technically, more often than not, is the smart dad strategy. All right, forget about the rich dad, poor dad. Go to the smart dad strategy.
The smart dad side of it.
People don't realize, Jeff. So check this out. Imagine if you run a business, a small dad. I had a restaurant, right?
Sure.
And all you have to do, once you hire one virtual assistant, and you can get a virtual assistant in Philippines, you can get a virtual assistant in South America. My virtual assistant cost me on average per month $300.
Yeah.
Okay. For 40 hours of work a week, $300 a month.
Yeah.
You can train your VA and how to look for those deals. I guarantee you, you can add about $500 to $1 million to your bottom line every year. Okay.
Well, and the fact is, even if you're starting small, okay, you've got to cover that nut of $300. Okay. They need to find 3, 4, 5 deals, covers the nut for them. And that means I could take that money and invest in another VA. Once you systematize
it just expands and grows from there. So we became really good at doing that. So much so that a lot of real estate investors are looking for the Deed Hunter to like, hey, Deed Hunter, help me get another arm of my company that only going to look into tax liens and tax deeds and help me systematize it. So we do that. We plug them in. We teach all the systems, all the stuff. We train the VAs, and boom, before they know it, they have more and more leads coming in, right? Because what most people don't realize, in order for you to have a real estate deal, you need a lead. So if you do fix and flip, if you do wholesaling, or if you do whatever other strategy of real estate there is, you either invest a lot of money to getting leads, right? Or you don't have deals.
Yeah.
So what they don't realize, we have about 11.5 million leads available in the county books that all you have to do is underwrite the deal.
Yep. Yeah. You just got to be a treasure hunter and go find them.
And it's free.
Yeah, that is. It's all public information. So that's the beauty 100%. Of it. And I wear a pirate ring. Wear a pirate ring every day. That
information. How did you learn about it? One of those infomercials?
No, actually, it was an internet search. I found an organization that I learned from, but then it was you have to continually learn. You can learn the process, you learn the structure of it. Each county is different, each state is different. You need to understand the rules for those, and it can be daunting. And it's very, I think it's more of a knowledge wall to get through.
Got it.
Than it is difficult. It's actually pretty damn easy when you get once you understand how to do it. It's really damn easy.
Yeah, but if they don't make it difficult, they cannot charge you. Okay, so what you need to understand is the Deed Hunter, 95% of the content I made available for free. So if you visit my website, thedeedhunterworld.com, you go in there, you register yourself, you're gonna receive a free training. We make available all the manuals, all the guides for every single state. It's all free. And you can also enlist it to receive our newsletter that goes out every week. With the auction calendar and also the list of properties for that particular county. So
nice.
We have unlimited content for free because our goal is to educate the people, is to educate people. Mainly because my mission is not to convert everybody into deed hunters, is not to teach everybody about tax liens and tax deeds. The deed hunter only have one mission, is to help anybody that wants it to rewrite their story. The same way I was able to rewrite my story from a poor immigrant and a truck driver to a millionaire in 4 years.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm all about. And tax liens and tax deeds is just one of the vehicles.
Yeah. It's one that doesn't require an immense amount of capital to get started. It just takes learning and it's repetition. It's repetition looking at the deals. It's repetition being able to quickly go through and say, okay, here's two properties side by side. Why would I want this one versus this one?
You want to hear something crazy?
Huh.
Everybody that goes to the Deed Hunter Expedition, which is a 10-day program that I personally teach everybody how to do this.
Yeah.
I made available about $150,000 to finance your first deal.
That's awesome.
So not even cash. You don't even need cash. Yeah.
Well, the best advice I ever got in the real estate business is that money's never a problem if you have a good deal.
100%.
You can find money. You can find money in your family, your friends. There's always real estate investors out there that if you have a great deal that, hey, I need $5,000 to get this deal together. Okay, I'll write you a check tomorrow. And you turn around and make a obscene profit like you did in a couple of those cases. So.
Yeah, I learned so much I love doing this so much that not only I teach people, I deliver 95% of my content free. I'm willing to fund your first deal. So I put my money where my mouth's at.
That is brilliant. I love it. Well, what's new in your world? Anything new that you guys are working on or any new projects?
Yeah, we're working on the next New York Times bestseller. It's a partnership with Joe Roberts. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. Oh, I'm sorry. Joe Roberts is one of my mentors. He's probably talking about me. So it's a partnership with Robert Allen. He is a 5-time New York Times bestseller.
Yep. Right?
So we're working on the next New York Times bestseller. It's a totally innovative book about tax liens and tax deeds. And once you grab a hold of that book, after you finish reading it, you have bought your first property.
That is awesome.
Right? And this is so cool. This methodology is so easy. So don't mistake being simple with something that you don't have to put your work on it, right?
Yeah.
So you have to study. You have to put some energy on it. But I decided last year to do a test. And it took a group of teenagers from 12 to 17 years old. And I said, let's see if teens can do this.
Yeah.
And 100% of the teens were able to buy their first property within 2 weeks. Of course, with the parents' permission and all that stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But they're the ones who did all the process. So
that
even
is awesome.
Your 12-year-old can do this.
Yeah, well, that's how Bob started originally, was he kind of put his money up, or put his money where his mouth was, and took, I think it was 10 or 15 people that were on the unemployment line, and they ended up, yeah, I think 80% of them ended up buying their first property.
Amazing.
No money down. Yeah.
Amazing guy.
So that's awesome. Well, great. Let's transition to the fast five questions. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So first one, you wake up in the morning, business is totally gone. You have $500, a laptop computer, a place to live. What are you going to do first?
I'm going to go to the tax office of the closest county. I'm going to pull up the list of over-the-counter properties. I'm going to search through it. I'm going to buy a property for $500, wait a couple of days to receive the deed, go to the property, put a for sale sign on it. If that property has a neighbor on the right or a neighbor on the left, I'm going to knock on their door and say, hey, would you like to buy the property next door? And that's how I'm going to turn $500 and $5,000. And I'm just going to rinse and repeat that as many times as possible.
I love it. Absolutely.
In just one subdivision in Texas, because that's how I started. In one subdivision in Texas, I ended up selling 275 properties on the same subdivision. I made over $2 million in one single neighborhood.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
It works.
It definitely works. Okay, so next question. What's your biggest business mistake you've ever made?
The biggest mistake that I made was not focusing in scaling and believing that nobody could do as better as I do. So now I'm actually like, I'm learning how to let it go, and I'm empowering people and have them make mistakes, because that's the only way we can have this on autopilot and truly have a passive income business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Well, I got two. One is Thinking or Rich, 100%. Yep. And the second one I suggest you guys to read first is The Secret of Millionaire Mind by my great mentor, T. Harv Eker. It's a very easy read. You can find the PDF free. So it's going to be a really great mind shift. The Secrets of Millionaire Mind.
I love it. That's fantastic. All right. What's a good tool that you use in your business every day?
Well, it starts with two letters. Virtual assistant. V. That's the best tool I can have. I don't know why my team does that. So
that was kind of cool, though. For those of you that are watching on the...
It's the best tool I can have, and has allowed me to really scale my business. Because what most people don't realize is we are trapped on changing time for money. It doesn't matter if you're a W-2 employee, you're changing time for money, you're trading time for money, or if you are a small business owner, where if you don't show up, your business cannot sustain, you're also exchanging time for money. So one thing that I learned is that as I grew, as I started making more money, I start buying people's time.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Final question for you. What is your definition of freedom?
My definition of freedom, I'm gonna steal that, or I'm going to inspire that answer through one of my greatest mentors, the guy that was responsible for me creating this character, the Deed Hunter. And his name, you've probably heard of it. His name is Tony Robbins. And he said, financial freedom is you do whatever you want, whoever you want it, whatever you want it, anytime you want it. So that's to me is financially freedom. And in reality, going back to the beginning of it, what people don't realize, they think financial freedom is something way out there, almost impossible to achieve. And they don't realize that all they have to do is through some smart strategies like this, like having your Amazon store, whatever the case may be, you can produce the same amount of money that you have from your W-2 job And once you do that and you have all your bills taken care of it, you are already free. You don't have to show up to the job. Oh, but I like what I do. Bullshit. You don't like what you do. Let me ask a question. If no money was involved and you have your bills taken care of it, would you show up to work tomorrow? If the answer is no, you would do something else. You don't like what you do.
Yeah.
That's a trap, ladies and gentlemen. It's a trap.
The way I always explain it to people, because that is one of the phases of our Freedom Day method, step number 7, which is, you know, should you quit or should you stay? And the way I always explain it is, if you love what you do and you would do it for free, you're going to probably be the greatest employee that's ever existed if you take care of your financial freedom. You're going to love what you do. You're going to be the happiest person. People are going to want to be around you. If you hate what you do, you are going to be the worst employee that ever existed if you don't leave that job, because you don't have to be there and you don't like being there.
100%. I'm with you 100%. And there's an easy way for people to get unshackled from that mindset and from that system that is designed to keep you guys as a prisoners.
Yep. And not just you cubicle warriors out there, but for those of you business owners that have built the most beautiful prison that's ever existed, take heed his words of systematizing and figuring out ways to get yourself out of your business, find other ways of generating revenue and things like that. Tax deeds are a wonderful way to do it.
And Marcus, the thing is, you can do this from anywhere. Even like if you don't live in the United States, there's a valid, like I have people living in Australia doing this. I moved 4 years ago to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And I do all this stuff from Puerto Rico.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. It's the beauty of it. And it's getting easier and easier because of the pandemic, thank God, a lot of these municipalities and things like that had to put stuff online and make 100%. It a lot easier. Back in the day, you used to have to literally go to the courthouse or send off to get them to send you their lists and everything else. Now it's easily accessible at your fingertips.
Yes, 100%.
That's awesome. Marcus, tell me, if somebody out there wants to learn more about this, what's the best place to go to?
So first of all, you can follow me on Instagram at The Deed Hunter World on Instagram and on Facebook. We have tons of free content. Or you can go to the www.thedeedhunterworld. It's my website. And there you're going to have a section where free tools, free education, you know, and you're going to be able to start and at least buy your first property with the content that we have available. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars in trainings to learn something, right? I believe that we have to put as a service to the community, as educators and mentors, we have to be able to make available a product that people can actually taste it and get the transformation for a second, third deal, and then serve them on a higher levels if they desire to. So that's why 95% of my content is free.
That is fantastic, bud. Well, thank you very much for kind of making sure that you're giving them the opportunity. Doesn't mean that you're going to be successful if you don't take the opportunity, but he's giving you the opportunity to learn something that is relatively unknown. Surprisingly, after as many years as it's been out there, it's still pretty much relatively unknown. And it's kind of hidden behind the wall of a lot of people who make money from just selling training and not necessarily as much from actually doing the deed itself, so to speak.
And I tell you why, if you don't believe, call your local county and ask them about tax deed, you will realize that not even the county employees knows what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Not even a clue. Yeah, they don't even understand the rules behind it. They don't understand why. You know, if they realize that they get paid by actually getting rid of these things, yeah, they might be a little bit more inclined to actually do a little bit more work. But
have you looked at some of the land banks, Jeff?
No, I haven't.
So that's another thing for you to put in your list, okay? So Sidekick. So you can buy properties at auction. You can buy properties after the auction, which is the over-the-counter list. And we have about 200 land banks in U.S. And land banks are organizations created by the county or by the city to actually promote the sale of the properties that the county has on their books. So when there's land banks available, there's land banks that you can buy a property for $1.
Jesus.
You don't have to go to Italy to buy a property for a euro. You can do that here on the land bank.
It's sickening. But it's at least getting prop. I look at it, what I do today is I'm taking things that are off the books that aren't earning any revenue for our communities and everything else. And I help people that might not qualify for a house or might not be able to afford a home or something like that. I help them get in there. And I believe someone who is a homeowner is a dream that all people have. And it's also something that improves our communities by making sure you have homeowners in those communities.
Yeah, what people don't realize, in America today, we have a real estate crisis. And the real estate crisis is as follows. People has money. They have money to put as a down payment. They can afford make a payments on a property, but they cannot qualify for a loan. Especially now with interest rate going through the roof. People that used to have, they used to make $50,000 a year, they couldn't qualify for an entry-level home. Now they got to make $150,000 because of the debt-to-ratio kind of thing. So actually, when you do this, you're creating a win situation.
Yeah.
You win, the community that you invest wins, and actually you are providing people that has no other options for housing the opportunity to become a homeowner.
Yeah.
You make money.
And that just improves the entire community. Having a ton of rental houses in communities is not a good thing. Having homeowners who have skin in the game is a good thing for our communities. And having these relics of houses that are not, they're basically not doing nothing. They're empty and they're not paying into the tax system, which keeps the counties up and running. It is a good thing. And it is a win, which I look for always in my world. So Marcos, thank you for coming on, dude. You got me all excited to get even more deals going at this point. So I'm excited to explore your site. Yes, and
branch
make
it out,
sure.
out of those three or four counties, man. It feels like you are in your comfort zone. There's a lot of other opportunities out there that, you know.
I'm looking for, I'm right there with you, brother. I do want to expand out, and I like the concept of getting beyond my VA to more that we can really expand the world here. So thank you for joining us. I appreciate you were on being on the show today. Folks, reach out to him. Go to his website. He's got a phenomenal website. He's exactly what he says. He has all kinds of free training, all kinds of information, very specific information about, hey, here's states that you can look at, quality, all that type of stuff. And once again, there's many places you can learn this stuff, but much of that is going to be several thousand dollars that you're going to put up to learn things that you may or may not be as useful to you that you're getting for a much, much lower price of zero. Thank you for joining us on the show. We do these shows for you. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you give us an upvote or a 5-star rating whenever you can. And really exciting, just giving you a quick update. In the next 3 weeks, we are launching our new book that goes over the Freedom Day method. It is called The Retirement Trap. So keep your ears to the ground. We'll be having that coming out very soon. Thanks, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.